Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I do love that answer, Keith.
He kind of ends with a, that's baseball season. He's basically like, that's the nature of a trade deadline. You're like, well, for this team, everybody else made moves.
We were aggressive as we could possibly be. It's just such an unsatisfactory answer.
It's like, we got, that is baseball.
We got Dustin May. It's like, sick. Can't wait for that.
He was a top five prospect or a top prospect 5 years ago.
Awesome. Which is further proof why you should trade all your prospects.
Steven Matz was a top prospect 10 years ago.
Trade them all. Trade them all.
So no, I'm with you on that. I wanted them to trade. I didn't want them to trade Duran. I feel even more strongly about like the idea of Duran for Joe Ryan. I feel even more strongly about that as we've gone along. I think people are way over the way people are talking about Joe Ryan is he's Paul Skeens. Like, Joe Ryan's good.
Oh, they should have traded for Paul Skeens.
No, they should have. And so, like, Joe Ryan's good.
No, Joe Ryan's a clear number two starter on this team.
Right. He's having by far his best season, but I wouldn't have traded Duran for him. I wouldn't really trade Duran
I might have traded Campbell for him.
A bat for an arm. I just don't like that as a business, but prospects, they all should have been on the table.
Yes.
Every single one of them, they should have been on the table.
Tom, Dick, and Harry should have been sent to Minnesota
and
for Joe Ryan.
Breslow's right about something in there. Not that they were, you know, as aggressive as they could have been.
They're super aggressive.
When he says, we're going to find out, like, they, for his sake, they better make the playoffs.
They're going to fall off a cliff. They're toast.
That's what I would bet on.
They're toast.
Terp told us this morning, they're minus 170 to make the playoffs, which is stunning. They're plus 140 to miss.
Buying opportunity?
That's definitely a buying opportunity.
Not a sucker's bet.
That is not a sucker's bet at all.
Yeah, you hate to root against the team, but they are making us do it.
Well, depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself.
Yeah, good point.
That's also true.
I don't mind rooting against the team
from
time to time.
I am, for those watching on Twitch and on YouTube, I am wearing my Phillies City Connect today. Nice. Thought I'd jump ship.
Look, I don't mind rooting.
Today's the day. If you're like, I'm done with the Red Sox, I get it.
Yeah.
After they traded Devers, I wasn't. I certainly wasn't done. I was like, screw that guy.
No.
Like, see you later. But it did split the fan base.
I was like all in when they traded Devers. It's the most in I've been on the team. And now it's like, oh, great. Here we go again.
Then they won 10 straight games. Yeah. I'm like, this team's amazing. Garrett Crochet is going to be one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Roman Anthony's killing it. All they got to do is add a couple pieces, and we're really cooking with gas. They're like, how about Steven Matz? Like, what am I going to do with that? They're like, all right, you don't like that? How about Dustin May? I'm like, there are other real players being traded.
I mean, if you got Eugenio Suarez and Merrill Kelly, and then those guys were just fodder, great. Then you're the Padres. I mean, the Padres, I'm looking at it right now on MLB Network.
Padres added 15 dudes yesterday.
Not even joking. That looks like 9 names. Like, I don't even know how many names.
No, that was just their bullpen.
Oh, that's just their bullpen. I'm sorry.
Mason Miller's there. No, but they added more.
They had a graphic earlier. It was like 6 or 7 guys.
Yeah.
And really, they added Mason Miller and Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah.
But they added a bunch of other pieces.
Bro-Hearn.
If May and Matz were pieces, well, then great.
Yeah,
they're
fine.
They're not pieces. They're the entire hall.
That's the centerpieces. They are the guys.
I think people are overrating a little bit what all the other AL teams did, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. You're overrating Seattle?
No. So that one's legit.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, teams even like the Tigers, teams like Toronto.
What about the Yankees, though? Bednar's nice.
Yeah, so they got,
I wanted Bednar.
They got two great relievers.
Yeah.
Duvall's really good.
Right.
They're still relievers. So I think people are overrating a little bit with the other AL teams.
But, like, they're both way better than Matt.
Well, bingo. The Red Sox easily did the least out of all those. They did less than Tampa.
Great.
Tampa ended up adding more than they did yesterday. And Tampa, we thought, was dead.
Oh,
so
God.
I think both those things can be true. People are overrating what the AL team, how much the AL teams improved. But the Red Sox improved the least out of all those teams, by far.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it's close. Give me this one, too. This is Breslow. I enjoyed this. I think this is Gabrielle Starr towards the end.
Okay.
Breslow got in his feeling because she asked almost the exact same question that McAdam asked.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, here we go.
Just a reworded.
Vrabel jumped down Volan's throat.
No, we're on Twitter? What are you doing?
Breslow went the other way. Breslow went, like, deep in his feelings here. Let's hear this.
Yeah, I understand the frustration and, you know, the disappointment because we're all looking at, you know, the last week right now in terms of the trades that were made and weren't made. And, you know, there's not a lot of sympathy for how hard we tried to get deals across the line. I understand that. You know, we believe that we have a really young, exciting, talented team, and one that is capable of continuing to perform at this level and make it to the postseason. That's what our focus is on. And this, you know, the decisions that were made at this deadline, they weren't driven by, like I said, an unwillingness to be aggressive. They weren't driven by taking, you know, a highlighted or reinforced view of 2026 or 2027. We were aggressively pursuing acquisitions that could help us in 2025. And, you know, they didn't line up. But I think if fans were in the office during this deadline, they would see that, you know, guys that we maybe didn't expect to be willing to talk about going into these conversations, you know, we've made available, and we tried to put the most aggressive offers that we could in hopes that they were going to end in deals. And sometimes they did, and sometimes they don't.
So other than that, I'm cool.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
I love that. It's like, guys, there's not a lot of sympathy for how hard we tried.
If you were there, you would have been blown away. You would have been really impressed.
If the fans were in the office, you would have been like, no way!
I can't believe they might trade Peyton Tolley. Oh, my God. I thought he was off limits.
So that one, again, a bridge too far even for me. My God,
you're
my
offering Brandon Clark in a trade?
No way!
This team needs business.
The password?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, phew. They didn't actually trade him.
The password. He's 95th on Baseball's America's Top 100. You offered him? Wow.
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 I didn't think he'd be on the table.
I can't believe you didn't get a lot of talent.
Holy mackerel.
Teams have to like our players.
And they don't. They do not.
That's still the best one by far. 617-779-7937. Ooh, let's go to Chris in the truck. This is good. You were at, I guess it wasn't the Tipsy Seagull. You were at the Flex Friday show this morning, Chris?
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
So I just wanted to say, first of all, if there was a show to follow off the Greg Hill show, it's obviously Jones and Keefe. You guys are great.
Thank you. We are.
So I was there, so I started the booing, and it was more brutal in person, so I just want to say that.
It was great. It came across perfect in the car. That was the reception he deserved. I mean, after a
good morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
That's like winter weekend.
Kind of was.
That was like winter weekend for Brett.
But that's part of the job. That's part of why they pay him. And so he has to face the musical.
Well, yeah, I mean, great job. Look, it's
more
great.
Like a trade deadline, am I right?
Breslow should have been there today, and he should have been the one doing the front office report. Yeah. But you know Sam Kennedy was like, Craig, you got this one?
Woo!
Craig, you want to get this one?
Yeah, but also, like,
if they made a big trade today, Kennedy might have been like, I'll go on the radio and I'll take a victory lap.
As much I get Sam Kennedy, he deserves plenty of criticism because he's also like, oh, we care as much now as we ever did, which is a lie to everybody's face.
It's a joke. They had the top payroll in 2018. Right. They're outside the top 10 now.
But if you look at what the job responsibility is, Craig Breslow is the one with the roster. Sam Kennedy has nothing to do with the roster.
Look,
so, like, I mean, I get it. But feel free to criticize him. Don't let me stand in the way of that. But Breslow deserves more blame than him.
Everybody who told me Breslow sucks today, you should be dancing on Breslow's grave. But
he
like
sucks today.
A lot of people are itching. A lot of people are itching to like blame Henry today, which I really don't get. I get blaming ownership big picture,
right?
But I don't get the blame today. I really don't. It's on Breslow.
Well, because like
blame Henry and Kennedy for a million things, and I do. But yesterday and the fallout today, the GM didn't get it done.
So
he could have made deals without ownership's input, and he didn't.
Two things you can blame John Henry for is not spending at the top of baseball.
Yep.
Therefore, in free agency, they used to always be a player for the Manny Ramirez's of the world,
yep,
and now they're not. That is frustrating, and we can talk about that as much as you want, but that's a separate issue. You could also argue, even though you and I are fine that they got rid of Devers, you could argue they might have gotten more of a return if eating all the money wasn't as big of a deal.
100%.
So that's another John Henry issue.
Fair.
But yesterday, John Henry may be cheaper than he was, but look at the 30 owners in baseball. Those owners, a lot of them are pretty cheap, and they all made moves yesterday.
Yep.
Like, look at just the American League playoff picture.
I think Bradfo had the tweet today. The Astros, to their credit, did go back into the tax.
Okay, so they went back into
it. And I don't believe Henry. I think Henry would have gotten in the way of that. If Henry's like, we're paying the tax, F no. But I believe what Chris Cotillo reported yesterday. They had $10 million to play around before they got to the tax. You got to run everything by ownership. I mean, I'm not saying you don't let the owner know, hey, we're about to make a deal. I don't think John Henry would have gotten the way up to the luxury tax. Once you hit that, I'm sure he would have said no. They weren't even close. And the players they were talking about bringing in, from Merrill Kelly to Eugenio Suarez, all these rental players, they wouldn't have put you in the tax. That's on Breslow.
So that's another thing Breslow was saying today about how, because for 2 weeks they were preaching an impact player. We need to make an impact move. And then today he kind of pivoted, or he added a layer. He was like, impact player under team control. And I was like, so now you're limiting yourself to the non-rentals? So like, you weren't in on Merrill Kelly?
No.
So like, oh, that was really dumb by Texas to get Merrill Kelly, as he's going to be pitching his ass in the playoffs.
I guess you'd always prefer a player with term than
obviously
not, but they're going to cost you more. And so if they're so cost averse, they should have been in on the rental market. And I get not a ton of rental pitchers move. They didn't. Merrill Kelly was the big one. You should have got him.
But would anybody be pissed like, oh my God, you traded like the eighth prospect in your system for a rental when the rental is for a playoff run? Like, you're going to make that's the whole idea. And he also tried spinning it like, we're going to be really aggressive in the offseason. Like, dude, save it.
Yeah.
We got the rest of this season to play for.
Yeah, I mean, you can't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore. And the offseason will be about ownership. That I agree with.
Yep.
The ownership better spend in the offseason. Use that save Devers money. They were never going to use the save Devers. They weren't going to get a $30 million player at the deadline.
Do you know how much Joe Ryan makes?
No $30 million players.
So everybody's talking about John Henry. Do you know how much Joe Ryan makes this season?
I didn't know this till you told me in a break.
$3
million.
$3 million. Do you know how much Steven Matz makes?
12.
12 and a half.
They actually added They added more payroll for Matz. I mean, future payroll for Joe Ryan.
No,
fine.
I get that.
But for this year, they added more payroll in Steven Matz than Joe Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Yes.
I'll blame ownership for a million things, and I have for a long, long time. Yesterday was about my guy Breslow crapping his pants.
You know what you could have done?
I'd love to wriggle off the hook and blame ownership today. It's about Breslow.
Not that this is like the greatest thing to do, and I'd prefer to keep him. But you know what you could have done? And this is all on Breslow. And so if Henry's like, we're not going to spend the Garrett Crochet contract on Joe Ryan, you know what you could have done?
What's that?
You could have traded for Joe Ryan, had him pitch this year, traded him in the offseason, nice. And gotten a haul.
Nice.
You could have.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
No.
No, no, no. Twins weren't going to trade Joe Ryan. They traded every other guy on their active roster. I think they would have traded Joe Ryan if you made it worth their while.
We haven't read this yet either. I should have read this earlier. Chris Cotillo, what did Rosenthal call it? Feeble?
Feeble. The efforts to get Joe Ryan were feeble.
Chris Cotillo said their pursuit of Joe Ryan was, quote, not even close.
Awesome.
So, you know, I guess they were.
Breslow said today they were aggressive. Maybe more aggressive than
aggressive.
You would imagine.
The most aggressive. You were in the office.
I've never been more uncomfortable in my life. And I sleep in a twin bed.
Okay. You can weigh in on the Red Sox and what they did not do. What's their ceiling? And are they about to tap out? Which I'm bracing for. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, the top five Friday. Let's give the people something to look forward to, Keith.
Yes.
What are the top five things to do in October when the Red Sox aren't playing in the playoffs? We'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.